Okay, back to you, Richard.
Okay, let me try this again.
Yeah,
That's no problem. No problem. I always forget to record as well, Bill, so I'm glad at least someone else is forgetful in that way.
Yeah, but so Paul is always on the ball.
Oh, excellent. See, I need someone like her to keep track of me.
Oh, she's my blessing.
So thank you. So today you'll learn the heart of managing well. Let me just kind of lay out share with you the goal for today is I want to strengthen your everyday management practice. And I'll tie that in with leadership along the way, but that's the objective. And I'll say more about that in just a moment. Also, just so you're aware, I retired from the university 2 years ago, but I wound up teaching for them as well. So I've kind of semi-retired. Before coming to the University of Washington, I worked for a NGO in Seattle called PATH. And then before that, I was actually in city government for many years. So I've had three chapters to my working career, city government, global health, and higher education. But I wanted to show you also, I live in Tacoma, Washington, and I just wanted a little sightseeing here. This is the view of Mount Rainier, which is, as you can see, very tall, big mountain. And so we're right on the water. It's very pretty here. And Mount Rainier is a volcano. So as long as it doesn't erupt, we're very happy and enjoy the scenery. If it erupts, we are in very big trouble. So we're just hoping for the best. Then I also wanted to show you my university. So I actually work at the Tacoma campus of the University of Washington. University of Washington has three campuses. Mine is Tacoma. And this is the Tacoma campus. It's the 1991. It hasn't been around that long, but it was created out of a collection of derelict warehouses. So that's just a little sightseeing for you. But here, I want to get into the content now. So last time, and I think this is a definition that Bill has shared with you on several occasions. And the point is that leadership is about creating an environment that facilitates the accomplishment of organizational goals. And what particularly we'll be paying attention to is this part here today. What does it take to facilitate the accomplishment? So that to me is where management fits in. We can talk further about that. Then this is something Randy Kern said last time. He said, leadership is about relationships. And I am going to add and focus. I agree with him that it's about relationships. One of the powers of leadership is deciding where to focus your energy and attention. What matters most right now for us to work on? So that's why I added that. And this is another definition by a famous academician named Warren Bennis. And it's a little bit along the lines of what Bill has shared. I think Bill's definition is a little easier to follow, but it's the same idea that leadership is the capacity to translate vision into reality. And for me, the idea of capacity has to do with courage, with competence, the ability to deliver, courage, the willingness to step into a difficult situation, and caring. That you care about the outcome, you care about the people involved, you care about yourself. So that's the capacity part. I also think the translate piece is about being clear about goals, about roles, about the steps that need to be followed, and the time frame for in which it has to be accomplished. Again, this is to me about the management piece. This is where it gets into the real down on the ground of the real work of making a vision into a reality. The vision being a compelling picture of a better future. Again, I think this is where leadership fits in. So this to me is leadership, we'll put an L there. And this is management, put an M there. And then the reality is to bring it to life. And again, I think this is tied into the leadership piece. So that's another look at how leadership and management fit together. So my assumption is that leaders must both lead and manage. Lead having to do with vision about the kind of values and the way we'll go about working together. And management is about making it happen. So think of it that way. Leadership is about the vision, the destination, and management is about making that vision a reality. That's my assumption. For a long time, I have been consumed by the moment of truth, what I call the moment of truth. And that is when a manager and employee are talking to one another. And what happens in that moment? What is the quality of that experience, the clarity of that communication, and the respect with which that interaction takes place? So that to me is the moment of truth. And I think I've become consumed by that because I have been in HR and organization development for almost 50 years. And I have seen the good that good management can do, and I have seen the harm and the hurt bad management does. And that's why I believe I've just become so committed and such a champion of better management. And the reason my firm is called Manage Bravely is because I think it takes courage to manage well. And I like the moment of truth idea because it says not what not about your status, not about what you say to others. It is what you say in the moment and how you say it to another individual. So that's the moment of truth. So that is for me what why management matters so much. There's an old saying that people join organizations and leave bosses. People join organizations and leave bosses. Bad management does a lot of harm to individuals and to organizations. On the other hand, to manage well, in my view, you must listen, must set goals, and you must cultivate accountability. That is the idea of encouraging ownership in achieving the goals. So that I have taught of a management practice for probably 25 years now. And over when I first started, I think I made it very complicated. And then some years ago, probably 12 years ago, I was thinking about how complicated I made this management practice in my previous trainings. And I started to think, what is management at its essence? And to me, it came down to listening, setting goals, and cultivating accountability. So let me proceed here. At the same time, you have to do that in a way that motivates people. And here's a writer named Daniel Pink has identified three factors that motivate, that are motivational to people. And the first is autonomy, the second is mastery, and the third is purpose. And that taken together leads people to be highly engaged in their work. And you'll see I put these little labels here. So autonomy is the idea that a person has freedom to work the way they want. That is, that they have a lot of choice. They know what they need to do, and they have a lot of freedom to choose the way it gets done. Mastery is the opportunity to get to continually deepen and improve your skills and knowledge in an area you care about. So you're getting better and better at something that matters to you. And then lastly, purpose is the idea of something, being engaged in something that is important, that is bigger than you. I think for most of you, and for those of us who have worked in the kind of global development world, that's pretty easy to fulfill. I think for many people in businesses, it is a bit harder. And yet without those business investments, communities suffer. So they clearly, they're part of the overall community development world as well. It's just a little bit more work to get there. Whereas people in global development, it's more straightforward that we are involved in work that makes that helps alleviate suffering and tries to improve people's lives. So I put these together, okay, into the heart chart. The heart chart, that's what I call it, the heart chart. My heart chart, the heart of managing well, takes the core responsibilities of a manager, listening, setting goals, and cultivating accountability, and organizes it into 33 behaviors that are motivational to employees because it fosters autonomy, again, freedom to do the work the way you wish, mastery, the chance to develop and deepen your skills, and purpose, the idea that you're involved in something that matters. So I'm going to go through all these, each row, and I want you to do something while I'm doing that. So this is your assignment while I go through each row. I want you to make two lists. The first list is what you do well, and the second is what you would like to improve or try. And just note the numbers of the items that we cover. What do you do well? And what would you like to improve or try? So let me look at the first row. The first row, and I won't go through all of these, but I want to emphasize a couple of points. One of the most important as a manager may seem pretty obvious to pay positive attention, to regularly engage and interact with your employees so that they know that they matter. And they know that you care. And it may seem simple, but I literally just talked to an employee just 2 weeks ago who was very frustrated because his manager never talked to him. And he was actually in a fairly high-level position, but he was just feeling frustrated because there was no interaction. I believe his boss felt confident he could do the job. So what was there to talk about? At the same time, he felt lost, that what he was doing didn't seem to be of concern or important to his boss. That's one area that I feel very strongly about. The other is to help one another by serving as a sounding board when difficult situations arrive. That is just to help one another solve problems. But before I retired, I had a fabulous HR team at the Tacoma campus. And this is something we did really well. I would go to one of my team members and say, what do you think of this? They would come to me and we would really help each other work through issues that we may not be individually involved in, but we could just be help them kind of think through how best to handle a situation. So that's a couple of items in that row. Then in the setting goals piece, maybe that seems obvious. Well, set goals, okay? So I think that may be straightforward. But again, one of the most important things you can do as a manager is help prioritize. I actually did every quarter, we would set goals for the quarter. And I would do that with my entire team. We would talk through what we were working on, what we needed to accomplish in the next 3 months. And we would, you know, kind of, you know, talk about what the challenges were. It was a lot of fun, but it was also critically important. So we knew what mattered in delivering something of value to the organization. Another thing I wanted to highlight is walk the talk. Now, I don't know how to say that in your language. So maybe someone can help me here. Maybe you could put that in the chat room, walk the talk. But basically, it means that you are going to behave in a way consistent with how you have talked about your values and what matters to you. So that's the walk the talk. My talk is, here's what I care about. And my walk is, I am behaving in a way that is consistent with what I've expressed or with what I care about. Okay. And my last one, the cultivate accountability. And again, encouraging ownership of by an employee of their of something maybe you delegated to them, or their some element of their job that they are responsible for. And something I want to highlight here is, you'll notice this is exactly what Randy Klein mentioned last time, and that is, when someone comes to you, ask them, well, what would you do? This is called the world's shortest or quickest motivational technique, so that the employee is coming to you. They may be uncertain, but they have an idea about how to tackle whatever it is that they are raising as a concern. And rather than try to answer it for them, the response is, the first response is, well, what would you do? And the reason that matters is you want to help the employee develop their problem-solving skills and their self-confidence in being able to address whatever the challenges are that they're facing. If you don't like their answer, you can always say, well, what have you thought about this? Or have you thought about that? So you don't have to go with whatever their solution is. At the same time, the idea is for you to start there, to find out what is on their mind as the best way forward. So that was interesting. Randy brought that up just a month ago, and this is something I've been also promoting like he does. The other thing is to encourage learning from the work. In fact, I just spoke this past week with a colleague, a friend who owns a very successful business here in Tacoma. And she says she makes it a point to really push learning, that, you know, she wants to be a learning organization for her. She has about 12 employees. And she encourages, you know, a chance to incorporate learning into their meetings. You can always do after the project is over to talk through. So what are the lessons from that experience? What worked well? What didn't go well? We did this at the Tacoma campus before I left. We had a very successful construction project. In which the contractor and our university construction staff worked incredibly well together. And we talked through what, you know, why was that so successful? Because everyone found it to be a productive and efficient and fun relationship. So we had a meeting and we talked about, so what about that? And what did we learn that we want to copy in the future? And what did we learn that we want to avoid in the future? So those are a couple of things that I wanted to draw your attention to there. See, before I go on, and then we're back to the idea is that the management is about facilitating the accomplishment. It's what is how the vision of the leader becomes a reality for the organization. I think with that, that is actually my presentation. Let me just, stop share, excuse me. So I was going to do what is called a whiteboard exercise, if you're up for it, because I'd like to see what you feel you're good at and what you would like to get better at. Let me show you how that's done. I told Bill, well, just give this a try. If it doesn't work, we'll stop it. But I thought it might be fun to give it a try. So let me set this up for you. We'll erase that. So I'm going to set up a little chart here for you. So just give me a moment. Okay, that's one bar. And so this is where I want you to put on the left-hand side what you're good at. Just put the numbers. And over on this side, I want you to put down what you want to improve or try. And just pick one or two items, okay? So what you need to do is find, there's a task, you see, somewhere on your screen, there is a task bar. And on the far right of that task bar, you have to click on it and you'll find something that says annotate. Oh, there you go, Keisha, all right. Just put a number and I can move it to wherever you want, but that's it. So then when you click annotate, you can click on the T for text and you can type in your number. Let's see how that goes. Does that help anyone? Does it?
I'm just not finding that annotate button yet.
Okay.
But obviously, Shrepov just did.
Let's see. So, Sitha? Oh, very good. I'm thinking specifically if you could relate what you're good at to the chart that I shared, those numbers. And Sitha, where did you find the annotate?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
You can go to the top of the screen so you can see view options.
Mm-hmm. Oh, view options.
Click
right.
On it, and then you can see annotate. Yes.
Oh, yes, yes. View options.
App annotate and then click on the
theme. Yes, yes. And then you can, yes.
Very good. All right.
Oh, it's working.
Perfect. All right. Good, good, good. Excellent. So we have putting yourself in the shoes of another, being a sounding board, facilitating. Excellent. Number four. Asking for feedback. I think that's fabulous. That's a huge way you can learn. And by asking for feedback, you're making it safe for people to share. Helping prioritize, right on. Improving or try, number 20. I'll clarify your values. Oh, there's an excellent, okay. okay, that is well worth doing. And to think about the implications of those values in terms of the behaviors that are called for by that value. I'm not sure I'm saying it that well, but that's the idea. Okay, well, I think we'll just have to stop here. That'll give you an idea. We've had a little bit of fun with this. Number eight is scanning the horizon. I think that's, thank you for mentioning that. Scanning the horizon, what that means is trying to really understand what's going on around you. And that, you know, means in your immediate organization, outside of your immediate team. It means in your community, in your country. It means in your industry, the global development industry. What are some trends happening there? Obviously, Bill and Melinda Gates, their marital problems have really upset a lot of people because they feel they're the foundation that supports so many wonderful efforts. Maybe have to change. So, okay, we'll stop sharing right now, and I'll just be open to your questions.
Richard, on your last slide, mm-hmm. before you stopped screen sharing, before we went to the whiteboard, maybe you can put it back up for just a moment, because there was something I saw that you didn't speak to that is worth just a couple of moments. Back one from that.
There you go.
It was this one. And it ties back into one of the they'd like to try. Is that question about ask what best serves the organization's vision,
yes.
Mission and values.
Mm-hmm. That I had a boss at Tacoma who was fabulous at that. His criteria for a good decision. That was his criteria, was what best serves our mission, vision, and values. Is what we're doing moving us forward in this way and in a way that is consistent with how we said we want to work. So we're headed in the right direction, consistent with the purpose of the organization, and behaving in a way that is informed by the values that we share. So that, I think it's really good. A lot of times we all get caught up in the moment and forget to ask that fundamental question. Is this really in the best interest of the mission, vision, and values of the organization? Thanks for bringing that up.
Well, I think it's an important question, and I was pleased to see it on there, because when we have a disagreement among a management group, among a leadership group about which path to take,
mm-hmm.
often that's the question,
yes.
that will lead to a consensus to support a particular decision,
right,
and will help eliminate the argument, the dissent, the uncertainty.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think that's excellent. Yeah.